Hey, y'all, it's Nakia coming to you live backstage at Austin City Limits Music Fest, weekend one, day one, and we've got River here from Lovers. He literally just finished playing like about 15 minutes ago and has come straight over here to join us. How did it feel on stage?
It was hot. Austin brought the heat today, I'll tell you that. But I'm from South Louisiana, so that doesn't mean much to me.
Right.
I'm used to that. But no, thank y'all for having me out here. Very special to be here.
We're so glad to have you. And you, speaking of festivals, you played one of the biggest, best festivals in the world this year, Jazz Fest. That's, of course, you're from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. That is the premier Louisiana fest.
It is. Yep.
That must have been a real trip for you to do that there in your home state like that.
It really was. You know, Jazz Fest is a bit of a, especially as a Louisiana musician, it's kind of like that stepping stone.
Yeah.
You know, like once everybody wants to play Jazz Fest, and it's just, we got to do it, and it's just everybody's dream, you know, from Louisiana. You want to be a part of it. And especially, you know, Louisiana is known for Zydeco and jazz and blues and roots music. And,
yeah.
And we're a pop rock band trying to play commercial type of stuff.
Yeah, you're playing some really solid modern rock and roll, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But just to be included is so special.
Well, let's talk about the music because I really feel like that, yeah, I can hear some of these influences in your sound, but your sound is really unique in a lot of ways, and I think a big part of that is your vocals and the writing. But how much of the record did you produce yourself? Who all was involved in the album?
Sure. I'm the main songwriter. I do pretty much all of that stuff, and we do most of it in-house, and like, our most recent single, The Bed, which I think y'all have on your rotation. I made the whole thing in my apartment.
I love it. Yeah.
a good buddy of mine who's done a lot of our music, produced a lot of our music, Austin in Nashville. He, did the final touches there on mixing. And, I thought it was really cool too, 'cause it was one of those songs that, I had the idea and like 5 minutes later, the song was finished. And I just put the whole thing down there in the same afternoon, and you know, that's what you hear today.
Yeah,
I just think that's so cool. And you hear about artists doing that sometimes.
Yeah,
but it was cool
and
for
this
it
time
to
it
happen.
Was you.
Yeah,
that's
it was
right.
Cool for it to happen in real life. So.
You also scored some pretty cool syncs this year too. Mm-hmm. You had a song on Netflix, I think. Is that right?
Yeah,
the Zac Efron movie.
Yeah, we were in. We were in the Zac Efron movie, The Iron Claw, with Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah,
we were in a few scenes, and we were playing music in the show, and then we put out a cover of the theme song of the show.
Gotcha.
That was incredible. That was amazing. I see why people like to get into film and stuff.
Yeah.
But so much fun. And no, we've really been blessed. We've had a lot of syncs with shows like Love is Blind,
yes,
and Ultimatum and Temptation Island, and a lot of like reality dating shows, which is cool. But they always put our music over like party scenes and stuff. So,
well, it's because you're a good time band, though. And that's definitely, I'm sure, what the crowd was getting out there today. You were talking about how for we've had some artists that were here today that it was their very first time playing the fest. Is there a dream festival for you that you haven't played yet, or a dream venue that you're manifesting that you want to play?
Well, it's also our first time playing ACL.
That's right. That's right.
So, and quite frankly, that was a dream to do that. And it's something we've been looking so forward to. And it didn't even feel real to be a part of it. You know, we did it. We got it. It's in the past. We've got it done. And, but you know, I think a big place I'd like to play, I've always wanted to do Red Rocks. I like Colorado. I like being in the mountains and stuff. And so that's, a dream venue of mine. And I've always joked around ever since I started playing guitar, like as a young kid, I was like, I want to play Wembley Stadium. So I guess I got to keep going.
That's right. You got to keep going.
I got to keep rolling with that one.
But. Yeah. Red Rocks, man. That's, one of the best venues in the world, obviously.
Yeah. It's-